Mara is of time of mind, like what's the reason why we have to have this before the nechtov? Time am I, what's the reason? Because Dilma Osi Baal Mara Posele. Because maybe the husband will complain later and make the get posel. If so, Hashta Baal Loikomara Ana Nekim Venara Lo. But right now, what happened? She remarried. She used this get. And up until now, the husband did not come and complain. So that's the Bryce's Svarim, that since the husband did not come and complain yet, so therefore we would not take her away from a second husband. True, lechatchila she's not supposed to remarry with such a get. Since there was no before na nechtov, we have the gzeiras l'shmo not to use such a get. The Bryce just says that this Isha did not listen to us, and she went ahead and she used the get, she remarried, now the Rabbanim did not take her away from a second husband. Because the husband, the first husband, did not come and complain. Mashma here, if the husband would come and complain, then avada the get would not be a good get. If she can't be mekayimid later, we'll have to be mafkiyah later. But right now, since the husband did not come and complain yet, and she already remarried, we leave her alone. So far, there's no kashas on Rabbah or Rava yet. Now the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you, beplukta the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Then the machlokes Rabbi and Rava, it's the machlokes that Amoroyim, the Friedika, the early Amoroyim also argued in the same thing. Because there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that Chadama once says the Fishem Bekin Lishma, what's the reason of our first Mishnah that the Shliach has to say the Fon Anichtov? Because we're afraid they don't know Lishma, like Rava says. The Chadama once says the Fishem Edim Asun Lekaimai, like Rava. Because we're afraid maybe the Edim will not, people won't recognize the signatures of the Edim in the new place. Therefore we need Kiyim, we need the Shliach to say the Fon Anichtov. Tomorrow says, now at this time I bring you a proof to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Yom Lefishem Bekin Lishmo. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's the one that says like Rabba. That's totally in Lishmo. Why? The Rabbi Shimon Barabba. I see Gita Lekayim with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon Barabba once brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yom Alein, he asked him, Tzrichna Lemein Vafona Nes Vafona Nechtam, Oiloi, do I have to say, does the Shliach have to say Vafona Nechtam or not? That's what they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omalei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered back and said like this, Lo tzarichus, you do not have to say before an nechtav. Why not? Because Lo omru ella b'doros harishonim. When was the real takana to say before an nechtav in the generations before? When shein v'kim l'shmo. When they were not v'kim in the loch of l'shmo. Avo b'doros ha'achroinim, but in our generations now, to b'kim l'shmo, that the people do know the lochas of l'shmo, loy, you do not have to say before an nechtav. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered back. So Tistayim is a good proof that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learns that what was the reason, the purpose of saying before an nechtav was to make sure the get was written l'shmo, like Rabbi says. Therefore it makes a difference. That was only in the times when they were not bekiyim in l'shmo. But that, his times, when they already learned the halachis, they were bekiyim in l'shmo, then you did not need before an nechtav. Now the Gemara, they ask the question of the Tzilus HaKasha. For Tizbro, do you want to answer me like it's good what you're saying? We came out before, for her Rabbi Islay the Rava. That Rabbi still agrees to Rava. Rabbi agrees that even when they do know l'shmo, still you need before the nechtav as kiyim ashtar. For Yoid, secondly, for Amrina, we just got finished saying that they're still exer even bisman, they know the halachis, they're still exer Hashem Yahzeh Dovlu Kukulai. We have to be afraid maybe in the future they'll forget the halachas again. So the Chovim still wanted the first takana to be here. In other words, even though now they know the halachas of l'shmo, still the Rabbanim want the first takana that the Shliach should have to say before Nechtov. Since so, how could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tell him that we do not need before Nechtov today? Why not? He should still need it now. So Gemara'in says, Elu, the case has to be like this. I tell you, the case was that Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Inish Achrin Hebi Badei. The case was when he brought the get, it wasn't him alone. He was there with another shliach, there were two together. So they asked the question, when the two of us bring the get, do we have to sit before an nechtav? So on this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered back and said, no, there's no purpose in saying before an nechtav. For the Gemara, and the Gemara just speaks out, how come we didn't mention the other person's name? Mishum Kvayit Rabbi Shimon.
as the comfort from Rabbi Shimon, we only want to sell like Rabbi Shimon brought the get. The other person didn't compare to him, they didn't want to say his name with him. And like Rashi says, Ramin and Liel, they trade the Maisi Gita Milsad L'Shchicha. That when two people bring a get, that's a Milsad L'Shchich, since it doesn't happen too often, therefore the Chum did not make the Gzera. So therefore it's very good still. If Yeshua ben Levi talks from Lishmo, and Liacha Shalom, there's no real purpose to have it. Just we're just afraid that the Gzera made you come back, Yasod of the Kukuloi, so the Abonin still kept the Takana. But that's only on the Milsa, the Shchiach, something that happens often. On something that doesn't happen often, it doesn't happen. Well, it sounds like this. Itma will not like this. Bifnei kama noisna lo. When the Shliach comes and gives the get, again, the get was written in the Medina Sayyam, and the husband wrote it up there, and now the husband sent it with the Shliach. And the Shliach now is coming to give the get to the wife. So in front of how many people does the Shliach have to give over the get? Itma. Bifnei kama noisna lo. In front of how many people do they have to give over the get? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, Machloikis. Chadam b'fnei shnayim. The shliach has to give over the get in front of two. Two people is enough. The chadam one says no b'fnei shloisha. You have to have in front of three like a bezdin. You have to have three there. So Mar says this time I'll bring you proof to Rabbi Yechonu b'yom b'fnei shnayim. Rabbi Yechonu is the one that said in front of two is enough. Why? The Ravin by Rav Chizdai sigit l'kaim of the Rabbi Yechonu. He brought a get in front of Rabbi Yechonu. V'yom alei. And he said to him, Zil Havlo Biapetrei. Rabbi Yochanan told him, you're the shliach to give the get. Make sure you give the get over in front of two people. So you see, clearly two is enough. And V'yemelu, the shliach should say, before nine nechtem. Tis time, that's the proof. But now we have to know, what is the machlokes tolian? Why does Rabbi Chanina say you need three? So Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Bokim Iflugi. This is what the Machlokes is totally in, I'll tell you. The man, the Yomar, the one that says, Bifnei Shnayim, Rabbi Yechonan, that says, the get has to be given over in front of two. Kisover, he owes the fee, Shein, Vikiyim, Lishmo. The main purpose is that we're afraid they don't know the lachas of Lishmo. So therefore, the Shliach has to say it over in front of two people, like we have before, that he's made the Gdayik, he checks it out well. And the Moshe, now you'll have two people that know the get was written Lishmo. So we have Edim here, that's enough. You will not have to have more than Edim. Uman the Yom of Neishloisha. But, Rav Chizda, Rav Chanina, that says it has to be given over in front of three, Kisover, he holds, I'll tell you, Lefi Shein Edim Atsun Lekaimoi. He holds the Svarah, what the Shliach has to say before the Nechtav is, because he want to have the Kiyam right now. We want to make sure that the Edim are signed true and not forged, in order that the husband won't be able to complain later to have a Kiyam Ashtar. So the loch all over, where do we have a Kiyam Ashtar? The loch of Kiyam Ashtar all over is in front of Bezdin. So that's the Machlokes here. The Machlokes is totally in Rabba Verava. Do we have to have a Kiyam Ashtar that needs three? Or the main thing is just to have Edis to know was written Lishma, that's enough to have two. Tomorrow says, but Tisbra, is this true? Chomet Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Lefi Shem Bekin Lishmo. Since before Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one that said us Tali Lishmo, Rabbi Yechonan Omar Lefi Shem Edim Atzun Lekaimoi. So it's Mashma, Rabbi Yechonan himself holds the reason has to be like Rava, that we have to have Kiyam Ashtar. Said so, how come Rabbi Yechonan says there's enough in front of two? If you're telling me now, Rabbi Yechonan agrees that we have to have a Kiyam Ashtar when the one Shliach says before Nanichtov. He is being Mekayim Vishtar right now. He's telling us that the Edim were not forged. So if so, Kiyam Ashtar always needs a Bezdin. So how come Rabbi Yechonan says here it's enough to give it over in front of two? That's Masash of Hoch. If so, Heichi come Rabbi Yechonan of Neshnayim. How could Rabbi Yechonan say it's enough in front of two? V'yoyd, and secondly, Harav Islay the Rava. We came out before that Rava also agrees to Rava. So according to everybody, when the Shliach says the Fona Nechtav, the purpose is that he's being Mekayim the Shtar now. He's also telling us that the Shtar was not forged, and we know now the Shtar is good. So Kashmir is, according to everybody, should have to be in front of three, because a regular Kiyam Ashtar needs three, needs a Bezdin. So how come over here, Rabbi Yechonan says it's enough to give it up in front of two? So Gemara says like this, Ela really, I'll tell you, the Kula Yama Bina Neidim and Suyin L'Kayomai. Everybody agrees like Ravom that the reason for before the Nechtav is that we should have Kiyah Mashtar now. So the Chur, the Kashra is then you should have to have a Bezdin. It's true, you do need a Bezdin. The Yochin over here, B'Shliach Nasa Eid, V'Yed Nasa Dain Kamiflagi. Here the Machlekes says, the Shliach gives it over in front of two. So the question is, if the Shliach himself is a Shliach Nasa Eid, could he become an Eid B'Dover? And on the Tzad, yes, that he could become an Eid, then the Machlekes says, could he become a Dain or not also? Can an Eid HaMeyed, an Eid, a person that's saying Eidus right now, could he be a Dain, a part of the Dain also? That's the Machlekes. Man the Yom B'fnei Shnayim Rabbi Yechlin, it says there's enough in front of two other people. Kisover, he holds Shliach Nasaid V'Yed Nasadayin. Yes, this Shliach, he's the third one. He could be the Dayin. So therefore, it's good with his Eidus of B'fona Nechtov, when he's saying right now, he's being Mekayim Dishtar, and even while he's saying his Eidus of B'fona Nechtov, he could also be part of the Bezdin. That Eid HaMeyid could be part of the Bezdin. We'll soon see. Only with the Rabbanim will make it. We'll soon see. Oman the Yom B'fnei Gimel, but the Archanina that says it has to be done in front of three people, Kisavar, he also know that Shliach Nasaid, true, a Shliach could become an aid, but the ain't aid, Nasadayin. But an aid, HaMeir, an aid that's saying his aidus, he can't be a Dayin. It's Machloikis, it's aidus Yachal Azimam, or else the terrorist says the Yomdu. The terrorist says usually, the terrorist learns that by Bezdin, the way it works is the aidim have to stand up in front of Bezdin. So the same person that's being an aid cannot be a Bezdin. Because the Mashma, the aidim have to be standing and speaking, and the Bezdin has to be sitting. So the same person at the same time cannot be an aid and cannot be a Bezdin. That's what the Chanina holds. Therefore he holds, you have to have a third person to make a Bezdin there. Fred Gemara, Ivo Kaimulam, but we hold, Bid the Rabbonin, the aid not to die in. Everybody agrees that an aloch is of the Rabbonin, like over here, Kiyam Ashtar, which is only a Rabbonin de Kalocha, that we do say a Shliach and Eid is Nasadayin. The Machlokes is by Kiddush HaChodesh, or by other places, Midiraisa, where you need Eidus. But we need Eidus only with the Rabbonin, everybody agrees over here that we say Eid Nasadayin. So then what's the Machlokes over here? Why does Rav Chanina say you need three? Let the Shliach himself be the third one. You know what they argue over here? The Masav Akivon V'Ishik Sherva Lahavi Es Aget. Rabbi Chanina says, since the Lachar is an Isha could bring a get, she could be a Shliach to bring a get, but she for sure can't be part of Bezdin. So if so, we have to be afraid that Zimnin the Maisi Lay Issa. Sometime a lady will bring the Shliach to bring the get. The Samchi Lord, people will think, listen, she could be part of the Bezdin also. That's Rabbi Chanina's Gezerah. If you tell me that with men it's enough to give it over in front of two, true, then it's good because Shliach becomes a Dayan, but we have to be a Gezerah, maybe sometimes the Isha would give over the get. And people will think then also she can give it over in front of two. And that's not true, because the lady, she cannot be a Dayan. So therefore Rabbi Chanina made a Gezerah that at all times, any shliach that brings a get, he always has to give it over in front of three. The iduch, Rabbi Yechon holds no. Isha made the idea of loisamchilu. Everybody knows the halacha about an isha that she can't be a dayan, and they won't be samech on her. So in the case when an isha gives over the get, everybody knows then she has to give it over in front of three people. But when you have a man bringing the get, he's a shliach. Since we hold in the rabbanon the halachas that an aid could become a dayan, it's enough just to give it over in front of two. Mora says, Tani Kabosu to Rabbi Yechonah, bring a proof to Rabbi Yechonah. It says, Hamei vi get from Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings over, he gets from Medina Sayyam. V'nosn lo, and he gives it to her. But v'lo yom, lo b'fona nechtov, b'fona nechtov, the shliach did not say b'fona nechtov, is yaitzei, she's supposed to leave her second husband if she remarried with such a get, for you have lad mamzer. And if she had a child from the second husband, we say mamish the kid to mamzer. In other words, we say, Poshas Onim with the Rabbonin, that his get is not a good get. She had no right to remarry. She's an Ashes Ish, living with another man. So the kid's a mamzer. The Chom Marim, the Chom say, no, ain't a Vlad mamzer. No, the Vlad is not a mamzer. Kate said, yes, so what should we do right now? Yitlenu Hemeno, we should take the get back from her. The Yas of Yitlenu Lo, and let the Shliach give it to her a second time. Bifnei Shnayim in front of two people. This is the riot to Rabbi Yechon, and it's enough to give it over in front of two. The Yoimer, and then let the Shliach say, Befona Nechtam, Befona Nechtam. So it's mashma clearly the Rishonim of Madayik, that when exactly does the Shliach have to say Befona Nechtav, mashma b'shas the Mesiris Aget. Exactly when the Shliach is giving over the get to the wife, that's what he has to say Befona Nechtav. And at first he gave over the get, and then he wanted to say that it's no good. Because over here we're talking about mashma, the Shliach knows that the get really was before an Nechtav. Just the first time he gave it to her, he forgot to say it. So the Yetzer is not that now he could go and say it, but the Yetzer is we have to take the get back from the wife, and the Shliach gives it over a second time, and now at the same second when he's giving over the get to the wife, that's when he has to say before an Nechtav. But I call upon him, it's a riot to Reb Yechon here, that it says when you give it over, you have to give it over in front of two. The Gemara asked the question though, for Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Mishum de lo yom v'fona nechtam, Yoytsev yavlad manzer. In other words, like Rashi speaks out, here really we know the get was written l'shmo. The Shliach himself knows that it was v'fona nechtav. Just he forgot to speak it out. So just because he didn't speak it out, for that alone could the get be possible, even with the Rabbanan, that the kid should be a mamzer? What kind of svar is that? So Gemara says, yes, in, it's true. Rabbi Meir Tam, Rabbi Meir goes according to his Tam. The Yom Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei Diula, that Oymer Hoye, Rabbi Meir, Meir used to say, Kol HaMishan Mimatebeya, She'er Tovach HaChomem Megitin, any time the Chomem made a Nusach, something that's supposed to be said, is supposed to be written. If anybody changes from that nusach, they write or they say a little bit different than what the Chum told you to do. The locher is Yoytsev Yavlad Mamzer. That's from Meir Shita. So here, if the Chum made a takana that the shliach has to say at the time when he's giving over the get to the wife before an anichtav, if he forgets to say it, even though he knows it, we know the get was written l'shmo. Since he's missing this matveya, this nusach, this language, what the Chum said to say, if you didn't say it, the Vlad is a mamzer according to Rameya, that's a shita. Halacha, we don't pass like Rameya. I call upon this Rameya shita. Weiter. Parhegia boyila suyagita. Parhegia wanted to be a shliach to bring a get for somebody. Osla came with Rabacha. He came in front of Rabacha. Tevi memuna gita. He was the one that was a muna appointed upon the gitin. Like Rashi says, because Kol Sheni Yadei Betid Gina Gedushin Lo Eloi Yesek Yimoyin. They used to appoint somebody God or the Gavra Rabbi that knows the Halacha. Because if you don't know the Halacha of Gina Gedushin, you're not supposed to be Yesek, work with them. So kids of Rabacha, they brought in front of Rabacha. So he came in front of Rabacha. Omalei, so Barheji asked him, Tzorach, Omalei, Tzorach Ato Lamara Kol Ois V'Yois. So he told him, you have to watch the way every single oyser that gets is written. In other words, for the shliach to be able to say the fona nichtav, you have to mamis see the way every single oyser the star is being written. Then osla came the Ravami, for Ravasi, Barhegi then came in front of Ram Ravasi. Amrile, they said back to him, no, loitzarichis, you don't have to watch every single a word of the get. And the bottom Rashi says, elimishito achas, it's enough just to watch the way one line is written. Maybe you'll tell me. Maybe you, but how are you going to tell me that ever the chumra? Let me be machmir and watch the way they'll get this written. They said, no, you should not be machmir because nimtzah atamoyti lazal gidna rishonim. Because if you're going to be machmir, people are going to think that's the halacha, and they'll come to say that if a shliach came and said before an anichtav and he did not see the writing of the whole get, they're going to say that get was possible. So in order not to be moitzi laz on such gittin, he said it's not kedai to be machmer right now, but leave it the way mikra din, that you don't have to see more than one line of the git. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Rab. Rabba bar barchono aisi gita. He brought it. He was once a shliach to bring over a get. That palga ichtav kamei. Half of the get was written in front of him. Palga leichtav kamei. Half was not written in front of him. Again, you see, you don't have to see the whole writing of the star. Osle kaim with Rabbi Loza Omalei. Rabbi Loza said, "Afilu lekosa by elashita achas." even if you only saw one line being written, Lishmo, Shuvain Etzarech, you don't have to see anymore. Because most probably, since this one line was written Lishmo, most probably the rest of the Gemara was also written Lishmo. Rav Ashi says the Bigachid, Rav Ashi Yomar,